broadcasting over the electric rainbow, directly into your ear holes. Here's Lee and Math with a snug.
Hello, yes, it's May the 29th. It's show 756. I'm Math, and over there in Prestatyn is the always awesome Lee.
Hello.
Hello. 3 weeks on the trot now.
I know.
You must be getting a bit uncomfortable.
No, not at all. Well, it works out well, actually, if we do an early show. I can kill two birds with one stone.
Right. I'm not sure I'll be able to do it when I'm working again. But
that's going to be the problem, isn't it? Yeah.
We'll see how it goes.
Yeah. We'll just have to go back to 1 week on, 1 week off, or whatever. We'll see.
But yeah. So yes, I won't know because I'm not working yet, because although I should be working as of yesterday, they didn't get the paperwork sorted out.
Another delay.
So, yep, another week off.
Well, that's good.
However, it looks like I've needed the time, but more on that later on.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh.
It's a good job I had a lot of time. That's all I can
say. I'm intrigued.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
Yeah, so how's it been going?
Yeah, all right. I had a drunken episode the other day.
A drunken episode?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
And I was that drunk, this bloke sold me a Stegosaurus for 400 quid. That's how drunk I was. I bought a baby Stegosaurus for 400 quid.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I woke up next morning and I just realised it was a cat with a Toblerone on its back, but... Yeah, come on, you've got to give me that.
I have, but I don't have it. For some reason, it won't pull into the jingle player, but I will bum tissue.
bum tissue?
I will bum tissue. Bum tissue.
Okay.
I will do it manually and then put it in digitally afterwards.
Okay, good. I went to the shop earlier to pick up 8 cans of Sprite. When I got home, I realised I only picked 7 up.
Oh dear.
Bum tissue. Oh dear. Anyway. So.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
What a start.
Yeah, what a start.
What a start. I'd like to say, what a show we've got planned for you this evening.
You can't find your book.
But that's downstairs. I know where it is. I just didn't pick it up when I came upstairs.
Can't you text somebody?
I might, you know, we might play a tune and I'll pick it up then. But although I've been off, I've had so little time that we're even doing an old cover version sandwich.
Okay.
I know.
Yeah.
It's bad, isn't it? It's bad. And if I told you that one of our tunes tonight was Duran Duran doing a cover version of a song called Watching the Detectives, I think you'll know how I've spent my last week. There's no getting over it. We can't even wait until the next half of the show because I haven't done anything really except watch Line of Duty.
Ah, good. So tell me where you're up to.
You wanted to start the show early tonight, so I only managed to watch 5 minutes of the episode. You nearly didn't get a show.
Oh.
5 minutes at the end of season 4.
See, wow! That's serious! That's proper watching it!
Yes, I'm up to the last episode of season 4. I haven't watched that one yet.
Oh, good!
Like I say, 5 minutes in. So, yes, I've gone from nothing last show to 4 seasons worth.
Awesome. Now, when we last spoke, you'd watched the first season and you were like, yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, and it's still, I mean, I don't want to oversell it because I feel that I maybe would have a better impression of it, even though I've spent my entire week watching it. I feel I would have had a better impression if everybody hadn't have told me it was the best program ever in the world.
Right, maybe, yeah.
I still like it.
And yeah, it's good.
It is catching.
And you must like it to be up to 4 seasons in a week.
Yes. And the
puzzles, quite good.
You know, like the, even in this season, it's like, I think, I'm still not sure how it's going to pan out in the next 50 minutes that I've got left to watch.
Is this, no, this is the penultimate.
Yeah, you already know how it pans out.
Is it penultimate season, or this is the...
It's the last current season, not season five.
Right, okay. I can't remember season four. Tell me what happens in season four so far.
I don't want to... You see, this is the other problem. I've done that. This has been all week, but I can't really talk about it in case anyone's not seen it. And they want to... Because I feel it shouldn't be spoiled.
But I think normal people will have watched it.
What are you trying to say?
Well, draw your own conclusions. But most people...
That was a hasty thing to say.
Oh, very good. Bumptious shoe. I'm betting that most people have watched it.
Right.
Okay. But just give me a couple of things from season four. Just jog my memory.
This is the season where the main villain, possibly villain, is Fandy Newton.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And, you know, she's harmless.
Yeah.
And Balaclava Man's on the run. Mm. So.
Okay.
So there you go. But yes, I do. It's, and I can't believe is it every 2 years? Is that true?
No, it can't be.
Because the next one's not for another 2 years, apparently.
Really?
That's what the word on the street is. Because there's another fan in our house who's watched it. And he came in the other night and he said, "Do you know what? They're not doing another one until 2021 or something."
I don't think it's been every 2 years up to now. I'm sure it hasn't.
Right, okay. So I don't know whether to just not watch season five just yet.
Oh, no, you have to.
Well, I don't have to.
You ripping do.
But I probably will because I have no self-control.
Well, you must be liking it enough to want to watch it and watch them this week, so that's quite good. It's not like, I can take it or leave it.
I don't dislike it. I do like it. It's not the sort of thing I would watch normally, but I like the characters.
Yeah, great characters, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah.
I like Hastings. I think he's brilliant. Really, really good.
He's a master of the polite insult, if you like, or the polite putting down.
Great, isn't he?
Where he says one thing, but you know he means something nasty.
Yeah. You'd like to have him as your team leader or your boss, wouldn't you?
Yes.
You know where you stand. He's honest, he'll back you up, but he'll come down on your ton of bricks if you screw up.
That's it. As long as you're honest with him
and
doing the job, then he'll be fine with you. So...
Oh, magic. Well, that's good. Well done. Fair play.
So, yeah, that also means that I don't have an awful lot of content for the show, as discussed about the re-cover version sandwich. Because I was watching it and I thought, oh, crap, he wanted to start earlier. I've not done a cover version sandwich yet. I know, I'll cheat.
And that's what no one will know. Be fine.
No, I've just said. Yeah. But other than that, nobody will know. So.
Super. Super duper.
Yes.
Oh, well, I don't... my notebook is in the house as well.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Your show notebook that you keep a track of everything you've watched in.
Well, it's just a notebook. But yeah.
Oh, right, okay.
No, not anything written in it. It's got all my what can I put it? All my contribution for the last 750 shows in there. So it's brand new,
right?
No pages written in at all, nothing at all. So I can't even help you out with content, really.
Well, I have a little drawer full of like A6. Possibly little sheets of paper with the date and the show number and notes. And when I finish the note, it's hung in front of me. And then when I finish it, I just take it off and put it in the drawer. So there you go. I used to have a notebook, but then I found it easy just to write on the scrap of paper.
That could be worth fortunes in years to come. When you shuffle off this mortal coil, they'll be going through all your stuff and they'll be, oh my God, this is priceless stuff.
Well, I took scans of the important pages for the potential 10th anniversary book that nearly came out. but it might be the 20th anniversary book.
Talking of books, how is your other book coming along with Bethany Broom?
It hasn't moved for a year or two.
Okay. Writer's block?
So I have... the book's actually finished, but it just needs its drawings finished. And as they're being done as a favour.
Can't really hurry them up, can you?
Last time I asked, she was in terrible pain with her back, according to the email. And I thought, do you know what? I'm probably not going to ask again.
No, I think it's constant pain, to be honest with you.
Yes, that's what she
constant said. Constant pain to the point that she has to smoke certain drugs to alleviate it.
Right.
That's okay. How bad it is.
So, I don't know. I don't really know what to do. I've got like the final page double spread picture that needs doing. All the others, I've got 90% of the pictures.
Oh, right.
And it's just like the big double page one and perhaps one other, if I can remember my notes. So, yeah, at some point I will just...
It's not as if you could... Well, could you go to Fiverr and ask somebody to make them for you? You think?
Possibly, but they all look the same. So, yeah, I'll just have to wait and see.
Well, it'll all be worth waiting for, I'm sure.
And me too, yes, I'm sure. There you go. So... The other thing that I've been mostly doing this week is working on the game show podcast idea that we had last week, and I've a number of games in mind.
Okay,
that are written in my notebook that I could have gone through them with you, but I'm picturing possibly I feel Cards Against Humanity would be or. Games like Cards Against Humanity would work online. Games a bit like Call My Bluff, where you've got a word, and then everybody puts in their description of the word. Then everybody votes, and the points are awarded depending on how right you are, or if you manage to fool the panel.
Okay.
Yeah.
You've been giving some thought.
Yeah. Because there's a game called Deck Around, and that's not something you say with a New Zealand
Dick
accent.
Dick Around. No, you're right.
Dick Around. And basically, that is that game, but it's rude and uses Urban Dictionary for its definitions. So.
Okay.
So something like that. Listy type games where it's you go around the table and it's, I don't know. I can't think of anything at the top of my head. But there'd be something that would have lots of answers and then everybody goes around and if they take too long, they're out.
Okay.
That's the speaky. I'm looking for speaky type games.
Well, of course. Visual not going to work, is it?
No, exactly. So we've played our version of Obama Llama, so I think that would probably work.
Yeah.
And the same company produce a game called Bucket of Doom, which is you get a scenario where you inevitably die, and you get some three useless objects, and then you have to explain how that object saved you from dying. So it's kind of a story invention-y type thing. And I've also bought a game called Machine of Death. Looks quite interesting, but I'm not. It's like the opposite of Bucket of Doom, in that you get a card saying how somebody died, and then you have to come up with an imaginative way of how that might be.
Yeah.
So, like, if they died of old age, they could have just lived until they couldn't die, you know, they just lived until they died. Oh, they could have got run over by an old age pensioner.
Oh,
they
okay.
would have died like of that. Old age. So it's creative ways of assassinating people, I suppose. So, yeah, I think all those things could be played online. I think. I found a website called Tabletopia, which is obviously tabletop with ear on the end. And basically, I think it's going to involve me creating a lot of artwork, but I think I can create the decks of cards online, then everybody can join to the table like it was a physical table, and we'd be able to draw cards and chat either over Zencastr or Discord, but play on tabletop or Tabletopia.
Okay.
So
we need more players then, wouldn't we?
We would. I'm gonna create a basic version of how I see the game in Tabletopia, because I have to create everything from scratch. Right. So I'm not going to do all these, because every game that I've mentioned is like a deck of cards. It's like 100 cards. So I don't want to have to create loads. So I'm just going to create a handful and see how it works. And then once I kind of know that it's going to work, I'm going to put the shout out on Facebook and see if anybody wants to join. Or even just like potentially likes the idea. And then we'll see how we get on from there.
Yeah, I've been working hard, haven't you?
Yes, yes. I think the only downside is I think I'm going to have to host it and not play.
Oh, I see. Right, okay.
I'm envisaging either two teams of two or two teams of three, and then I will compare the game and do it like that, because somebody has to read the questions and shit, don't they?
Yeah, nice idea, like that.
So yes, we'll see what happens. So it's very possible that I might be engaging your Photoshop skills.
Okay.
Later, once I've worked out what I need. I have PDFs, and what I want to do is PDFs of the packs of cards that I can get online for free. So I've downloaded a load of them. Now I just need a quick way of splitting them into JPEGs or something. And I didn't know if Photoshop, there might be a script that does that. But
well, you can go to, if you go just Google PDF to JPEG, you can upload them and they return as JPEGs.
Oh, right. So these are sheets. So there's like 9 per sheet and probably 7 pages in the PDF.
Oh, so you want them individual? You want 9 individual JPEGs from each sheet? No?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. So in my head, I was just going to open the PDF in Photoshop.
Yeah.
And then crop them. But yeah. I would like a way of just drawing crop lines and going, save these 9 crops, rather than going, crop this one, undo, crop this one, undo, you know, that sort of thing. Which is probably the way I'd end up doing it.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a script to do that. If not, you can write one. It's really easy to write an action script.
Yeah. Right, okay.
Yeah, you just open the PDF and then you press record and create all your lines, and then you would it is easy to do. I'm sure I could do it.
Right.
Work out how it would work, but yeah, it's not difficult.
Okay, cool. The other problem obviously is that I'm gonna need to scan in some of the cards that I don't have PDFs of.
Right.
And then cut them into JPEGs. Okay. And then have a tabletop board game that's got like 7 different game pieces in it so that we can play different rounds. So we're not just playing one game per show. We could play different rounds of it, maybe. Like have a card game and then have a quiz type thing.
Right, yeah.
So.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that would all work with Discord, wouldn't it?
So all the chat and everything would work in Discord. And I'm not sure if Tabletop allows you to send secret things to a player. So there's like there's a game called Werewolf, and basically one person knows the word, but then they have to close their eyes, and the person who's the werewolf has to look at the word, but nobody else has to know who the werewolf is. And I need to find a way of being able to say, look at the, you know, now it's your turn to look, or show this word to this person. And that could be a Discord thing. That could be like a private channel or something right. like that.
Okay.
Not quite sure how. Werewolf is the only game that doesn't seem to need a host. It needs, I would play that, I think. Either that or I just don't do anything while it's being played. So I don't know about Werewolf, but we'll have to.
Okay. We'll have to see. Is it Werewolf versus Vampire or just called Werewolf?
It's called, well, this actual version is called Werewords.
Oh, right, okay.
Because you're guessing a word. So, yeah, so the mayor knows the word, and then all the other people have to guess it. And the werewolf knows the word and tries to stop them from guessing it. And then there's a seer who knows the word and tries to help them from guessing it. Help them to guess it.
Okay.
So that's a different mechanic slightly. So I don't quite know. Because Tabletopia, their free account only lets you create one game.
Right.
And I thought, well, I could get all the pieces for all the games and just have them all racked up somewhere. All it needs, it's really, it's only to use as a central place for everyone to go and see a gaming table.
Mm.
So yeah, I don't know. It's still in the planning stages.
In development.
Yes, lots of watching YouTube videos on how to play a game and then getting my notebook and writing down like the audio parts. How would you convert this maneuver into audio or into Tabletopia? So. Yes, we'll have to see.
A lot of work.
Yeah, I should really mail the other podcasts that do game shows and say, "How do you do this? What's your play space?" So, there we go.
Okay.
Yes.
And that's all without a notebook.
Yes, that's just yes. Because other than Line of Duty, that's populated my thoughts for the week.
Right.
Game shows and games. I have bought two. I mean, I've just bought Machines of Death and Bucket of Doom so that I can scan the card in, basically. So yes, there we go. That's